This is a Slog Audio Caching Podcast, produced by Paul Konopacki of St. Louis, Missouri. September the 15th, 2006. Episode number 36. Sub-episode B. Friday, day before Arkansas adventure begins.
I'm actually recording now, but I got my sunglasses on and it's really dark out, so it looks kind of funny, but I'm just testing the new binaurals that Dwayne Collett lent to me to give a try. I actually started my trip a little bit sooner than expected, so I actually hit the road early. In Sullivan. I looked at a few caches. I got the laptop out. I'm not sure any of these caches are ones I can do at night, so I may just bypass them, head down towards Springfield. Okay, I'm here at GCN5XJ, and it is nighttime, and it's Friday in the park. There's a cache. Let's see, there's a cache 200 and some feet away, but there's a car parked there, and I bet you there's a couple making out or something. So this is the spot. I guess what I'm going to do is take my chances, put my headlamp on, head back there. This is going to be an awful trip. I'm going to hate this trip so much. Okay, here we go. Been like 60 feet. What is this? At the lake. That's what this one is called. Ammo box. This is located. Oh. I've got to calculate the coordinates. Crap. I've got to get one tonight. This may or may not be it. Okay. Number of words. Rule number two. Times 9 plus 475. 619. Where does this take us? A new waypoint. Waypoint memory full. Oh my god. I'm going to have to delete something. Might as well delete this one. I'm pretty sure I'm still recording. Paul doing a night cache in Sullivan. It wasn't meant to be a night cache, but... Okay, try not to look too suspicious. Ignore the man who's driving around, doesn't know where he's going. Alrighty, what are we doing? Walking around the lake at night. Okay. I'm not doing this. I can't do this. Can I? This is wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm gonna do it. Okay, we're in 294 feet due south, and we're about to go into extreme bushwhack mode.
not know what's in front of me. Some cobwebs. This is insane. I hope these coordinates are right. Wow. No stickers. There's enough room to move around in. Have night vision now. This is going to be hard. Not under that rock. Nothing under that rock except a whole bunch of ants. I really want to find this one. I just can't get a signal in here. Okay. Come on, Mojo. Oh. Paul Konopacki reporting in. I don't know what time it is, but it's at least 15 minutes since I turned the recorder off. And luckily I realized I don't know that. I guess 9 times 9 is not 45. It's actually 81. So I got in the area and... woohoo! Here it is. Thank God. More work than it needed to be, but... okay, official geocache. Front motor. What I'll do... I have a whole bunch of Sloga cards. Sloga business cards advertising our website. And as a favor to Sunny and Sandy, I also have a podcaster... have you found it yet? Business card. I'll leave a couple of those here. It's actually pretty nice cache. Big container. Big ammo box. This is the first cache I've found in a month maybe. Now that I've stopped, I can take a look and see what time it is. 10:08. I better get going. I don't know when these... things close. Yep, now I'm getting a little bit nervous. I need to get out of here. And since I found a golf ball in the woods, I'll add that too. Okay. Time to hightail it out of here. Okay. City Park, there it is, and then I just see the cop car pulling in here too. I bet you that's where he's headed. I don't want to follow the cop. Oh, that's where he is going. He's going right into the park. And just when I want to be there. Alrighty. You know, if I had been there earlier, the cop would have been there. He would have seen me. I just need to get turned around. I think I have to skip this one. Magic 8-Ball says, all signs point to no. Do not hunt this cache when there's a cop car sitting in the parking lot at 10:39 p.m. Signing off.